Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Yo, 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
James Marilat from 1043thefan.com is presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. And James is up all over the place on the morning show, sort of sticking up for us because we, of course, we're going to put your selections up there. I know the morning show is trying to bait you into conversation.
You know that he was like prime suspect number two in the attack on Tyler Plumbus.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, was it an attack or was it just, you know, questioning something you said and seeing if maybe we didn't agree with you? I don't know that attack is the right word.
I'm going to be honest. I'm very confident that neither one of you understood the context of that article. And I don't know if you understand it now, that it was in reference to Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. I don't know if that changes your opinion at
all.
Well,
I did ask the question of like, well, how are we defining average?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You know, is that meaning he's going to be Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield? Like, what's average? So if you're talking about Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Like, well, if that's the standard.
You want to say sorry?
Sure, maybe he is going to be average.
you want to say sorry?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Hey, I got my picks up here, so I'm in such a good mood.
Yeah. You do. Brandon Scherff.
I just had to get that out.
Logan Ryan, and Nick has Logan Ryan as well. Danny Trevathan. I have Danny Trevathan. Jordan Howard. A running back?
Yeah, I think the Broncos need to improve at that position.
Well, they just gave Jano more money, and he's Jano.
What up, Buff? Yeah, what up, Buffalo?
He's a fullback.
They're set at fullback.
Yeah.
But there's a running back.
Oh, running back. I'm sorry.
1,000-yard rusher, 500 yards receiving. That would be a major upgrade.
And then this is going to get to me into what I really want. Paul Richardson.
Yep.
Wide receiver. Of course. See you great. I'm looking at Alabama.com. Offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian removes his name from consideration to replace Midnight Mel Tucker. Sarkisian will reportedly get a raise, making him one of the nation's highest paid assistant coaches, which leads me to believe it pays more to be an assistant coach at Alabama than to be the head coach at the University of Colorado.
Well, I think it's partially that, and I think Steve Sarkisian's a little bit in the same boat as Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy's going to be an NFL head coach in 2021. Look, Alabama's going to be good again this year. Steve Sarkisian's the offensive coordinator there. He's going to be up for a lot of jobs when they come open. Does he need to jump at the CU gig? So I think he can afford to be patient, and he got a pay raise out of it. I think it's a little bit of that, too.
I think CU dodged a bullet. When I saw they were barreling down the path of another SEC coordinator, to me it's like, wow.
You know what?
This is exactly what just happened. And why would we expect any kind of different results?
You know what? Yeah, I guess to a degree, but I was pulling for Sark. That felt good. Like that was kind of like exciting. It was kind of, I got admitted, like, okay,
you guys are the same stuff.
I could easily be excited about Troy Calhoun. I could find things for sure. But Sark was like, man, there's some stuff.
I'm 100% with you. And here's the thing. I like going and getting an assistant coach from a Power 5 conference. They've been recruiting in those kind of living rooms, right?
Right.
So, like, Mel Tucker didn't work out, but just because you dated a girl who turned out to be a flake, you don't just stop, you know, asking people out.
And the other part of it is everybody's like, okay, yeah, you're going to go back to the SEC and you're going to let the guy leave after 3 years. And I'm like,
yeah,
fine.
Ask her out, but you don't start dating her sister.
Hold on, but listen, I mean, what just happened with Mel Tucker, that is so unusual that a guy actually gets a promotion after a bad season. Like, that's not normal.
But
right?
Normally that would mean that
the coach came in. If Sark came in, he would dominate for 3 years. I'd be like, all right, well, at least we got three awesome
years. That would be a great thing. If they won 7 games, 8 games, 10 games, and he left,
yeah,
awesome. Then you're hiring somebody and you're a destination school again. Like, we need to be a stepping stone.
Yeah, but what does that say about CU? Though?
I don't know about the
CU, though, because
like, you didn't have to say that out loud.
It's not one of those sexy jobs when you ask other coaches from around the league. And looking at what Sarkisian just did, he went back to Alabama and he got a boost in pay because guess what? It's not that sexy job.
Well, if Steve Sarkisian takes the job, I think it does show that it's a sexy job.
You just said,
but he did take it, though.
You just said, We need to be a stepping stone.
They do.
James,
what happened to the timid and the weak and the shoulder to shoulder?
It's a reality check. This program has been a graveyard for coaches for 20 years. The last four are out of work, working at UC Davis, working at Memphis, the position coach in the NFL. Like, prior to Mel Tucker, he's the only one to leave here and land on his feet and get a better job. You have to have the reality check of stepping stone for now. Again, if Sarkisian came in, won 7, 8, and 10, and then you go hire somebody else after a 10-win season, great.
If that's the case, they might as well hire Troy Calhoun, because here's a guy who has staying power, and he's not looking for the next big job.
I'm having a hard time with the word stepping stone, saying that into a microphone, so I'm not going to exactly agree. Exactly, other than to say I agree without the stepping stone
right.
part.
Okay, you don't like the term, but that's the reality of the situation. Look, I like Troy Calhoun's a great football coach. To win 11 games at Air Force is amazing. And if he gets the job X's and O's wise, running a program that is buttoned up, like I have all the confidence in that in the world. But he's been recruiting a distinctly different type of athlete for the last decade.
Hey, like, when you have a conversation with a smart kid versus like the best athlete,
it concerns you
recruit him differently. You know?
So wait, Sark's out. You don't like Calhoun.
I didn't say that.
I wouldn't say that. It's the conservative hire, and to me, hiring a guy, to Nick's point, because you think he'll stick around.
Let me just ask you guys, I don't think
that's the right way.
What's going on? Are we going to hear news later today about a new hire at CU?
I think so. Yes, it really feels like the movement is strong, that today is the day. I've talked to a lot of people. And I will say this. The news is tight-lipped around there. It is amazing how tight-lipped it is. Usually, reports start to trickle out by now when an offer is on the table of who the guy is. They are not talking.
So there's only two candidates right now, Brett Bielema and Troy Calhoun. So if by the end of the day...
That we know of.
Eric Bieniemy.
He's still in the mix?
Eric Bieniemy is not out of the mix. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so if you had to
Eric
say...
Eric Bieniemy is not out of the mix.
The temperature meter, where would you put the temperature meter for Eric Bieniemy? Is that 90% or are we dealing at 60?
I don't know. I don't know how to guess right now. It is tight-lipped. I know that he's not out of the mix.
I think it's going to be Troy Calhoun. He's very much the Tad Boyle hire from a football standpoint.
Why would Troy want to do that?
Well, I mean, at some point, you're limited in what you can accomplish at Air Force.
It's a new challenge in life.
Yeah.
It's a new challenge
in life. He's 53 years old. Like, how long are you going to continue to be at Air Force and do that?
Didn't he turn down an opportunity to, interview for the Broncos head job or something?
I think he's turned a lot of things down.
He had an opportunity to interview for the Broncos, and I think he turned it down.
That's the other part that worries me about it, though. When's the last Power 5 job opening that Troy Calhoun's name came up and was attached
to? Not many.
Well...
So I ask you this question. So at the end of the day, if it's not Troy and Brett Bielema is moved out of the way, what other coaches out there that you think will be in the pot for a team's job?
I think, personally, my gut is telling me it's down to EB or Troy. And my gut would tell me that they still would love for it to be EB. I don't know that. That is my opinion.
I would take Troy Calhoun over Eric Bieniemy in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
All right. Well... You see you guys. I got a song for you.
Stepping Stone.
Turn it up a little bit, Kevin.
Sit down.
I am not a stepping stone.
See you. What is it all about?
I am not just a stepping stone.
That's a stepping stone.
Reality check. I'm fine with that.
Not as big as you thought you were.
Quote from James Merrillette. I hope I see it on 1043thefan.com. See you. What year did you graduate?
1996.
We need to be a stepping stone.
That's correct. For now.
That's James Merrillette, presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. Go to 1043thefan.com to read about whatever James is talking. Anything cool? Lots of stuff.
We got all our free agency previews. Brandon Scherff, my number one guy.
There you go.
He's on the list today. We review the guard, so check it out.
Reviewing the guard.
Yeah, fun writing, tell you what.
When we come back, the CBA, it's locked in terms of the owners. Will the players go for it? That's next.
Oh.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.